TMP. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling in the fumes, blew past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn as soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you, and I don't know who's running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like a thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed with the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange. That when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while, it's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile, and my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good across big bodies of water, reppin' my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would, and the ones who said I couldn't do it wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad, trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags, but I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came about the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even throwing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
Yo, this is Sparrow, SPA770W, and you're now locked into Pregame Radio Friday nights. Shout out to Brooklyn Black and the entire Pregame Radio family. Toys EP, don't forget about it.
Yeah, what's good, y'all? Thank you for tuning into this special early episode of Pregame Radio, 347-857-430. To of course, Shondo, the one that on air just hit that one. And tonight we've got none other than the person you just heard, the homie, Jay Sparrow in the building. Sparrow, what's going on, man?
What's going on? You tell me, man. How you doing, Pregame Radio and all those listeners?
You know, we here, we cooling, you know, doing the damn thing. It's great to have you on. You know, it's been years. You know, it's been back and forth support, and it's finally good to have Sparrow for the first time here on Pregame Radio. So for those who are not familiar, and if they listen to Pregame Radio, they should be, let people know who you are.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me, and it has been, you know, this is the first official time that we did this before, but, you know, it's official with promotion and everything. But I am Sparrow, SPA770W, alternative hip-hop artist from the East Coast, and I'm with the team Black Money entertainment. And I do, like I said, I do alternative hip hop. I'm a live touring artist, a performing artist. And that's pretty much in a nutshell, man. I'm an artist from the East Coast, alternative artist from the East Coast.
All right, so, you know, right, Sparrow, he's mixtapes deep in the game, but right now the main focus is on, right now, the Toys EP.
Yes, sir.
Let's know about Toys EP.
The Toys EP, Time of Year Sparrow. It will be available this summer. We're looking at next month, no official date. We had a date before, but it was pushed back. It's an EP. It has about tracks on it. It has 7 tracks on it. We're going to use that as a tool to help drive with touring and merchandising and licensing and other things that will surround it. I think it's probably some of my most involved work. Like, I'm really involved with this one. Like, everything down from the graphics of it, the music part, of course, the production. I'm hands-on with everything. You know, this is not the non-exclusive mixtape that I would probably usually have put out. This is definitely going to be, you know, my art to the world, you know, to experience the Toys EP. And right now, if you want to get a taste of it, you have a single out called Clown. That's available now on all hip-hop and music talent pool.com. Sparrow, SPA770W, Clown. And I have the For Your Boyfriend trailer single out that's available now everywhere as well. So you can search Sparrow, SPA770W, For Your Boyfriend. For Your Boyfriend.
That's definitely signing your anthem. For those who were not in attendance, it was definitely a great event for Pregame Radio's 5-year anniversary. Sparrow actually performed this song. And the intro to the song, you know, almost decided right, because there was a whole lot of people there with their side dudes or main dudes there that he played there. And y'all should have seen the faces change as he kept going and he was saying certain things when he got to the hook. You know, it got crazy, and we're going to get into that track in a little bit. But right now, you know, Toy VP, now you have the Toy Drive Tour. How is that going to go? Because I know we are officially a stop on that tour, so it's definitely dope to actually be a stop on the tour. But you're hitting places like the DMV. I believe you're hitting, what, Connecticut. So, you know, how is that from you just doing your local showcases and doing your concerts, now you're touring? What's the major difference?
Let me ask you, is this going to be able to be played back later this week, mm-hmm. or is it just live?
It'll be ready for playback after I'm done with the show.
Okay, dope, because I want to say this. I've done tours before. I've toured probably like in 07, 08. But at that time, I wasn't on the platform that I was at now. So I kind of was like doing everything right, but nobody really cared. I didn't have like a fan base. So in that time, I got up, you know, I was able to get a fan base, you know, with Twitter was hot at the time and Facebook was. And at that time, it was a transition between MySpace and Twitter. I don't know if you really remember that time. But it was a transition time between MySpace. Yeah, it is active. All of our pages is active. But it was that transition time. So I was doing everything right, and I had grown this fan base. But when I got to a platform, what got me to the level I'm at now was me doing the tour with Nike, and you know, it really opened up a lot of doors for me. And after that, I had stopped touring. So I lost touch with a lot of people. So when Instagram came along, I didn't have that effect, that appeal that I should have had, because I wasn't going up to touch these people anymore. I would, you know, people would just listen to music and listen to me. You know, you get so much music by different artists. You got independent artists, commercial artists, underground artists. You got a whole bunch of artists that you get so much music that I just became lost in the shuffle in terms of the people that would support me. I was just, you know, an artist that they know. So it was important for me to do the Toy Drive Tour, because I know I have to get back out to get that buzz that I once had. And I haven't toured in years. I mean, especially since we started doing the Black Money Entertainment Productions, live shows. I haven't myself toured in years. I took bookings in other states, but it wasn't official, consistent, date-by-date tour. And that's why I had to do the toy drive tour, because I have to get back on the road. I have to go back out and meet these people. And I guarantee you, you know, for anybody who ever questioned some numbers about mine, and people have, that you're going to see a spike in numbers, because it's because I stopped touring that my numbers decreased. And now I'm going to go back out and hit the road with the toy drive tour.
All right,
and
so
just compliments to EP, man. Toy drive
tour. That's coming off of this upcoming Toys EP. You know, let's get into For Your Boyfriend. Where did that come from? Like, is this first experience? Are you a documented legendary side nigga? Or is
yeah,
that
I mean,
shit
yeah,
from your boys? And
and, you know, just any concept that I come in with, it's real life. Like, I joke with Buck Rogers and I say I'm the realest rapper alive. And sometimes I really think I do, because I really make these songs just out of my own life experiences. So, you know, to me, you don't have to be real because you sold drugs or you killed somebody. Now, that doesn't make you real. It just has to be whatever you're speaking of is authentic. So this is a real record in terms of, like, just the melody and stuff. I had the record in my head for a while. I just never had the right beat, but, of course, I found the right production. And when I got in the studio, I just had fun with it. I know I just laid it down and I put it out. And I think the best singles are singles that you feel good about. You know, not the gloomy records, not the, you know, this is the real struggle talk. You know, when I made that record, I was so excited about it, I just put it out. And then, you know, it just picked up life on its own. So, that you know, that's how that came about.
All right, so let's get into it. This is Sparrow with For Your Boyfriend on Free Game Radio, 347-857-4302. Sure, knock yourself out.
This is Sparrow For Your Boyfriend, produced by Diamond Style Productions. And you could follow me on Twitter, Toy Sparrow, TOYSPA770W, Instagram, Sparrow, SPA770W. This record is available everywhere. It is online now. Just type Sparrow, Google Sparrow For Your Boyfriend. You can play it, man.
And that's what it is, and we'll be right back.
I think she got a nigga open.
That's me.
And only her nigga mad.
You
will see. I tell her, don't look a good side, nigga, for your boyfriend.
Radio 347-857-4302. We got Sparrow in the building. That was For Your Boyfriend.
Yes,
yo,
sir.
I was still clapping on
the good
side,
nigga, for your boyfriend. Stand-up record, man. That record it represents each and every side, nigga, across the country.
Yo, how
I am the
singing that song? I wish it had a longer runtime.
Everybody
that's
says
it.
I'm
so,
manager. Like,
so that means you got to get cooking on the remix.
Maybe. I mean, well, the crazy part about that, about a remix, is that the Stone Cold Stunner was bigger than that, and the Stone Cold Stunner wasn't even a single. It was just a freestyle. So I don't know. I want to like
phone lines real quick. Last 4 digits 1590. You're live on Free Game Radio with Brooklyn Black and artist Eddie Mike Sparrow. Let them know who this is and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Misa, host of S&M Confessions, calling from Harlem right now. Hi.
Oh, what's going down, Misa?
Hello.
You know what's going down today? Hi, Sarah. How you doing, too? Let me not be rude. How you doing?
How you doing?
But I called up because, guess what tomorrow is, Black?
Saturday.
And guess what else it is?
Saturday the 18th.
My birthday.
Yeah, Saturday the 18th, which would be your birthday, which means we're what are the young kids saying? Turning up tonight? Is that what we're doing, Black?
I call it pregame, you know what I mean? We're doing birthday pregame tonight.
Hey, so I know I shouted you out last week on my show because I wouldn't be broadcasting this week, but you know me, I got to be extra. Birthdays are special, so I called in to say happy birthday.
Thank you.
And I will see you later tonight, and however drunk I get, don't judge me. I'm just saying
that
I
won't hold it against you. Now, Lisa, before you go, what did you think about that For Your Boyfriend track?
You know what? I actually feel like it's kind of real. It's kind of real. I do know people who have had, you know, stuck around with their sides for longer than their main dude was supposed to be. And then, like, side dude is, like, holding them down for real. Like, this happens in the real world, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, it is. I just want
to
speak on it.
Boyfriends are temporary side niggas up forever. I'm trying to tell y'all.
But I really do. I feel like it's real. It's not, you know, it's not you speaking on some shit because it's gonna sound hot on the radio. Like, the shit actually goes down every day. So I appreciate that much. And keep doing your thing, yo. When it was over, I'm kind of like Black. I was like, yo, where the rest? So I will be listening. If there is in fact a remix, I will be listening out for it.
Oh, well,
thank
you.
Just because
we got more Sparrow on the way anyway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, tonight Sparrow's our future guest, so we're playing a whole bunch of Sparrow shit tonight as we get going, get ready for this birthday free game. And like Misha said, if anyone's trying to get about here at the Island TV Cafe, 743 Franklin Ave, between Sterling's Prospect and Brooklyn. So,
that's
the night, Black?
Huh?
That's the night, Black?
That's the night.
That's tonight.
Right after Free Game Radio, I'm heading over. So, like I said, catch me if you can, because I'll definitely be over and there'll be stuff afterwards. All right, but Ms. Misha, thank you. Keep rocking. And we're going to get to some
Then. And you know what? I can't wait to see you later on. We gonna turn up with the birthday boy. You know, come if you want to talk about Side Nigga Nation on my show, you're welcome at any time, Sparrow.
Thank
so,
you. I would definitely want to set that up.
Okay,
right,
we'll go ahead and do that.
Situation set up for that too.
All right,
yes,
and see you later.
Free Game Radio 347-857-4302 Brooklyn Black Sparrow in the building. Now, for those who aren't aware, Sparrow spoke earlier about Soul Cold Stunner. Soul Cold Stunner is not even going to be on the Toys EP. It's just what's known as a freestyle, and here's where Sparrow separates from other artists. When they release something, they say freestyle, they're going to use the same structure, the same syntax, the same flow that the original artist is using. You know, and they, oh, that's a freestyle. Nah, because if you're writing to the beat to the thing, no, you're writing to it, which makes it a remix, not a freestyle now. With Soul Cold Stunner, it's his flow, and he's actually rocking the beat, you know. So, yes, that's a freestyle. And just by hearing how he delivers it, you could tell that was pretty much off the top of anything. He probably wrote one bar, you know. But since, you know, the Stone Cold Stunner, the beat is used from WWE legend Stone Cold Steve Austin. And anyone who is a fan of Sparrow that follows Sparrow knows he is heavy in the pro wrestling world. He rocks the Undertaker on the chain. For goodness sake.
Yes.
You know, I'm still waiting for my
Dwayne Johnson. You know how many people are on a chain, too? I know you was gonna go there. And it wasn't The Rock.
You don't go there.
Oh, it was The Rock.
It's been like 3 years since I asked for it. But you know,
you know what? I swear to God, next time I see you, I got you. I swear to God. I'm actually gonna get it made this weekend. And knowing that next time I see you, I will have your chain.
So, good looking. So
I put that on my left shoulder. If I'm lying, my left shoulder
will
hurt.
He's real. He's real, you know, vested in. And just like any, I don't care who, how hard or how gangsta hood that nigga say he is. If he came up in the 90s, he was watching wrestling.
Yeah.
And now, like I said, he has this whole beat, the whole beat from the Stone Cold Stunner of WWE, and I believe this weekend they have a pay-per-view coming up.
Yes. It's Sunday, yes,
sir. I'm more interested in SummerSlam because SummerSlam is going to be here. It's going to be home in Brooklyn at the Barclays Center. So I'm actually trying to get up in there for that. But you know, let's get into it. Battleground predictions.
Did you hear about the rumors for Battleground?
Nah.
The rumor for Battleground is that the Undertaker will be there this Sunday.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So I don't give a fuck. What I'm doing on Sunday, I will be somewhere watching Battleground.
So let's get into some predictions. For those who've been following, Ryback will not be in the Intercontinental title belt. He suffered an injury this past Monday, and he's going to be out of action, so there will not be a IC title triple threat match. So, we're going to keep going for the U.S. title, which is, I believe they call it the minor title. And that's between John Cena and Kevin Owens. Who are you going for that one?
Truthfully and honestly, you'll never hear me say this again. But for that one, I'm going for John Cena. Because he has done an incredible job with that belt. And he's made it a star attraction. And even though that was the plan, this is one plan that John Cena and the WWE had, and it's actually working. I enjoy seeing John Cena defend that belt. I enjoy the storylines they put around that belt, and it's not just another belt on another wrestler anymore because John Cena has that belt. He took a step back from the main event. He went into the smaller events, took that belt, and he made it something important. So I'm going for John Cena because it wouldn't be fair for Kevin Owens to win that match after all that hard work John Cena put in for the last couple of months to make that belt something special.
And especially since Kevin Owens just lost the belt, right?
Yeah, he just lost his belt. But in the NXT, and I'm just learning this because I just started watching NXT, when you lose your NXT belt, you're going to the main roster. So he's on the main roster now.
Due to everyone else ahead of Kevin Owens, like you look at AJ, she was NXT Women's Champion. She came over. Paige, NXT Women's Champion, lost the belt, came over. Aaron Neville, Seth Rollins. So that's a bit understandable. So that pretty much is his point, saying, yo, I made it to the big time now.
Yeah.
You know. Now,
so I'm going with John Cena on that one. He really did a great job holding that belt.
Now, speaking
of... He's doing
of,
a great job.
Speaking of main events, you know, we have to touch lightly on this one, only because of who's in it. The WWE World Heavyweight title between Seth Rollins and Brock Lesnar.
Come on, man.
So pretty much you're saying Seth Rollins is headed to Suplex City.
Yes. I mean, it's a part of me, it's the little kid part of me who really want to see Seth Rollins. No, who really... wanted to see Brock Lesnar win, but as an adult watching wrestling, it's no way Brock Lesnar is going to win that match because who's going to take the belt from him in the next few months? There's nobody lined up to do that. So and as an adult, I just feel like Seth Rollins is going to win that match.
All right,
I actually think Brock Lesnar lost the belt too early because we have nobody build up enough that when he went, if he gets that belt again, who's going to go against him?
I'll say Cesaro's ready, honestly.
Cesaro
is one of the most underrated talents that they have right now.
You know, people are going to kill me, but I have to admit, I haven't sat down to watch a live Raw in like 6 months. I have to go back and watch clips on YouTube or read reviews and stuff like that. So you probably see something with Cesaro that I haven't seen because I haven't watched a live Raw in 6 months.
And also, one thing I saw with Cesaro, you know, even though it may be storyline push or whatever, besides John Cena, Cesaro's the only one that beat Rusev by pinfall. We all know Rusev has been on a pretty much, destructive path since coming in. Even with injuries and everything, that he's been destructive. You know, and Cesaro, he came in as the Swiss Superman, laying waste to everyone. You know, he even had a U.S. title run, which was pretty impressive in his first year.
Yeah.
You know, so I say with the right push, Cesaro could be one, if not to beat Lesnar, but give Lesnar a good run for his money.
Yeah. So they would have to build him up as a babyface.
Right. Now,
or even a heel. Even as a heel, he
could do it, but, you know, it's like heel versus heel. It's like, okay, now we have to pick an anti-hero, and people are going to naturally gravitate towards Lesnar. Naturally.
Yeah.
You know. But let's see. What else we have on the card? We have Roman Reigns against Ray Wyatt, a.k.a. Mike Rotunda Jr.
What'd you call Ray Wyatt?
Mike Rotunda Jr. after his daddy.
Oh, yeah. I have to be so honest. I'm not even interested in Roman Reigns. I don't. Out of all my time watching wrestling, and I've been there when Triple H came up, I don't care about Roman Reigns. I don't care.
Oh God, you about to make me reveal my age.
And they made it so bad. They made it so bad with Bray Wyatt that I don't even care about Bray Wyatt anymore. I think they did the Undertaker versus Bray Wyatt too early because we knew the Undertaker was going to win that feud. So now, if Bray Wyatt did not win that, he's no longer scary. You had somebody come and out scare you. So what the fuck is he doing there now? He's just there making threats that really shouldn't matter because you just got beat by the darkest person there. So that's a match I don't even care about, Roman Reigns versus Bray Wyatt. I don't even care.
And to be true, I don't even care about the rest of the call for that night. It was just so – actually, there's that. I'm lying. Randy Orton and Sheamus.
I got a new love for Randy Orton. Do you feel the same way?
Yo, look, Randy Orton has been my dude since he's premiered in 2002.
Oh, you always like Randy Orton?
Yeah, like he's been the dude getting past like the characters he put him like him as the general wrestler. You know what I'm saying? Because you know, for those who don't know, you know he's a little tall, lanky type of dude. You know,
yeah.
And given if he's healthy, he can move like a luchador. He can, you know, he can move as quick and he can be high flying if he wants to be. But he's still that brawler, that thrasher, even a technician at times. You know, the fact that he's so versatile at it makes me a Randy Orton.
Yeah, and you know, and honestly, I give him that now because, you know, I felt like for Randy Orton how I feel for Roman Reigns. I never cared, but recently. Since he came back since WrestleMania 31, I've really been liking him. I get excited when he comes out. I don't know what it is, but, you know, I think now I have that respect for him because Randy Orton really has been there for over 10 years now. I know he still seems fresh, and of course he seems fresh because you still got Triple H old ass running around wrestling. So Randy Orton got that new feel, but he's really been there for over 10 years now, and he's really been that dude. Like, and I just learned this from one of my, wrestling geek friends like John Cena, Randy Orton, and
Brock Lesnar came out together.
It was John at the time. At the time when I learned this, it was John Cena, Randy Orton, and CM Punk was the ones that was economically keeping that company together with their merchandise sales.
Yeah,
it was like it's those three that sell T-shirts and sell toys and stuff. Everybody else is just living off of them. And I didn't even know Randy Orton was in that list.
You know why? Because whoever designs the shirts with the fibers and stuff, that shit is hot.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know that stuff is hot, and it kind of goes with just on his look and stuff. So, like, you couldn't picture him as any other type of ferocious animal other than a viper. you know.
Yeah.
Just on how he moves. So that stick works with him, so therefore it shows in the merchandise. You know, like John Cena, you can only see him as the clean-cut American dude that used to mow your lawn when he was a kid. You know, so that's why that
yeah.
is self-formed. You know.
Yeah.
Because you kind of see the person they are or somewhere or what they used to be in that character, so people naturally gravitate to it. Like, who would still
yeah,
gravitate to
natural.
The Rock. You know what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
hell, even besides Soul 3, the Rock's merchandise still goes up. And the last time he was actually in competition was, what, two WrestleManias ago? And he had separated
yeah.
his back. You know, but still, his shirts are one of the, his merchandise is one of the highest ranking of
yeah, I heard about it. Yo, I never even knew that. Like, this was so close-minded of me. Because I was always an Undertaker fan, I never looked into guys like Stone Cold and The Rock. Did you know at that first WrestleMania, The Rock merchandise alone, just The Rock, brought in $10 million? Just The
yeah.
Rock alone. Oh, you knew that.
yeah. You know, it's things like that that, you know, that goes. But I definitely do want to go into this Stone Cold Center stuff because they hear us talking about it and everything like that. We don't need to know who produced it because, hey, wrestling fans, you already know what it is. But Spare,
yeah.
if you want to introduce this, go right ahead.
This is Stone Cold Stunner. This is the official music video. Freestyle video is available now everywhere on all major blogs, all hip-hop since 1987, and Flex We Trust, spatemedia.com, mymixtapes.com. If you got the app, the number one mixtape app, right now on your smartphone device. This is Stone Cold Stunner, Sparrow Freestyle, SPA770W.
What's another seven-letter word for incredible? SPA770W. Now you in trouble, Duke, block or trails. You're out and drops in the A's, victim got more cells. See, I'm hand past the fences, I'm feeling quite extensive. I'm pretty much a business to a hater, five senses. I'm smelling so expensive, I'm tasting my expensive. In 2020, find a way to see my existence. You could be a victim, we all need a witness. Aiming at your guns like a needle from a distance. I'm saying shit about ya. So fuck up that better strap on the toilet when I slap this shit out ya. Before y'all niggas step to me, tap your fucking head, rub your belly at the same time. Spell hysterectomy, days gon' follow. Fuck yesterday, just don't get ahead of yourself like tomorrow. And who am I to follow? Nigga, do yours. This is my life, homie, you decide yours. A few of our calls, see this here to Robin Williams. You can tell by the suicide doors. Fuck all the chat in the box. When you avoid your reflection, that's your shadow of doubt. I know looters, you get sold up with the purchasing. And they'll turn Fifth Ave into Ferguson. And your bras ain't that bad, so play nicer. Boy, my bitch is straight, knock out like a Ray Ricer. And we couldn't be different than Day Nighter. And nigga, we don't even match, you a straight lighter. You lame niggas get just as worse. And you can make the best Sparrow from just as first. No kid, you got him in the zone. Sandwich in my slippers, I'm already home. I'm already gone. While they figure out what's the next move, they shit where they sleep for these niggas in restrooms. I'm cleaning out, they all got rattled. I'm a household name, I'm Clorox Sparrow. And your parents, I'm going at them dread. Your life should've ended and that's how I'm by the bed. Dead. Niggas can't contain our moves. And I'm slicker than the friction on James Brown shoes. You got a dream to break my wreck? Boy, you wore that ass down, wouldn't break the sweat. Fuck out of here. Soy ZP on the way. So here's to ya.
Free game radio 347-857-4302. That's the homie Sparrow with Stone Cold Stunner Freestyle.
Yes, sir.
And I hope you guys were paying attention. You artists who don't understand the difference between a freestyle, a remix, and a cover, he just broke down what a freestyle was for y'all. Okay? Once again,
if you're
going to rock the beat with the same structure that the original artist doing, you're doing a remix. Hell, I'll even call it a cover. All right, freestyle, it's you, you're doing it. You know, like, I see this, you know, and I know you see it on social media every day. Like, yo, this is my XYZ freestyle that sounds just like the original song. You know,
use the same
so
flow,
it's,
use the
Yeah, using the same flow and everything. Sometimes
you know, I'm actually learning something from you right now, Black. I'm learning from you because I never even looked at it that way. Because you are right. A freestyle, if somebody asks you a freestyle and they put a beat on, you're supposed to come with your own stuff.
Your own bars and your own flow. You know, like, because if I was to play a beat right now, I say, yo, spell freestyle, and I play the All About the Business beat, you're not going to have to go into Jadakiss mode back in 96 and flow like that. You're going to flow in your own way and ride the beat.
Yeah. You're absolutely right.
You know what I'm saying? That's the freestyle part about it. But now, excuse me. Now, as far as Back to the Toys EP, you know, because we got, what are some of those collaborations on?
That's my shit. I really can't see it. I really can't reveal that right now. Because
okay, all right.
It's supposed to be a surprise.
Don't want to let the cat out the bag. What about production?
Production on there, I have a Smoke the Beat Monster there. That's somebody that I've worked with it was two projects ago. But he did my biggest hit was Turn My Crank. That's the one that got a lot of commercial play and stuff. And he was the one who produced that. And I didn't work with him since that project. We reunited on Toys, and we're going to do two records on Toys. Diamond Style Production, if you're an artist and you ever use non-exclusive beats, then Diamond Style Production is somebody that everybody knows. So, yes, I've worked with – I got my Diamond Style Production beat. who else is – oh, Young Nostra from Full Deck Mafia. He produced a record on there from the Bounty Hunters. You got Young Nostra up there. He produced a record. It's probably one of my more favorite records was by him because he took me really out of my element and into his world. And – you know, I think I did a good job, but the people will say when it comes up. Who else is up there? Oh, Prince Hood. Prince Hood has got a record up there, and he put this amazing sample on it with Taylor Swift. Yes, Swaying Game, Prince Hood. He put an amazing sample. Like, that record is amazing. I really can't wait for that to come out. It's really, really powerful. I was able to perform a half of it at one of these shows I did last month because the CD started skipping. So I couldn't get into it how I wanted to, but if people heard the record, they will absolutely love it. I love the record. So shout out to Prince Hood. He's one of the producers on it as well.
I know you're pressure time because you're about to go and do your 1-2 thing and rehearse, get ready for the next stop of the Toy Drop Tour. But
that's Baltimore. That's Tuesday. I'm in Baltimore, man.
Yeah, about to say, let the people know what's the next stop. Where you gonna be? Can they get tickets?
July 21st. I'm in Baltimore. I don't believe the one in Baltimore is a ticket event. I think you just have to come to and get paid entry there. That's not a ticket event, but we do have some events that will be tickets will be available on the Eventbrite. You know that'll be along the way. I'm all about the next stop. The next stop is Baltimore, and I want to go there. Tear it down, meet some people, meet the artists out there, you know, and just keep moving, progressing from there, man. So, Baltimore.
All right, so this before Tuesday you go, night. You want to give any shout-outs? Once again, let people know where they can find you, where they can download your projects, you know, because you made a couple new friends tonight.
Well, right now, you can pick up that new XXL magazine, the freshman issue. I have an article in there. I'm in there along with my label mate, Buck Rogers. You could listen to my new record, Clown. Clown is a producer of my dude, Kamikaze Beats. What's going on? I'm going to shoot this interview to you when it get edited out. I'm going to shoot this over to you. Clown right now is available on allhiphop.com. It's available on musictalentpool.com. It's available on soundcloud.com. You just have to Google Sparrow, SVA770W, Clown, and that'll come up. You can listen to that Stone Cold Stunner. If you want to hear it again, you can hear Stone Cold Stunner on this Google Sparrow, SVA770W, Stone Cold Stunner. That's available on allhiphop.com. That's available on Flex We Trust. Hip Hop Since 1987. It's biscuit.com, tv.com, groundedradio.com. That's available all over. Or you can listen to For Your Boyfriend. That's available as well, too. Sparrow, SVA770W, For Your Boyfriend.
You can find me on at Toy Sparrow, TOY SPA770W, Facebook.com/Sparrow, SPA770W, Instagram/Sparrow, SPA770W. Look out for the Toys EP. If you follow me on social media, I am the guy to follow you back. So you show me love, and I'll show you back with no problem.
All right, so once again, thanks to Sparrow for coming through, doing his damn thing. Baltimore this Tuesday, pick up that Toys EP. Shout out to everyone over at Black Money, Buck Rogers, Black Money Rain, the whole crew over there. I definitely appreciate y'all. Sparrow, once again, thank you for coming through. Of course, you got to come back.
Yes, sir, definitely.
All right, I'm going to get into a not really an oldie, but a classic Sparrow, but goodie. You want to introduce Pregnant for us?
Oh, this is also on the Toys. This is Pregnant. This was the actual trailer record before For Your Boyfriend, but For Your Boyfriend was just so contagious to me, I had to get it out. But this is Pregnant. This is produced by my dude Sean Mertz. It's available now on YouTube.com/TheRealBlackMoney. That's BLAKKMONEY. 10,000 hits on it. You can listen to it right here. You can go back and replay it on YouTube. Sparrow Pregnant playing right now on pregame radio.
And also, anytime, you know, anybody want to hear that Buck Rogers, that Black Money, that Sparrow, any artist that's come through here, all you got to do is hit us up, drop a request, and we definitely get them in rotation because mostly the great artists, they stay in rotation of pregame radio anyway. But here we go, Sparrow, Pregnant, pregame radio.
All right. Let's get started. You may learn something.
Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. It's true. Because I fuck the world. So, yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Niggas want to know when they do. I say, yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. It's true. Because I fuck the world. So, yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Niggas want to know when they do. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. You want to know the truth?
What?
Niggas want to know what I do.
Well,
for 36 weeks, I fuck the world. So anytime now they do. I say, yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. It's true. But when I go in labor, give birth in the club, only my niggas stand in the room. I had singles, that's fine with me. Cause I grind hard, turn them to a mom to be. Boy, I shine hard and go in a little harder. So when we pop bottles, it's just a baby shower. I'm the boy to these broads. Got them hanging on to life like a miracle cause. See, your boyfriend looking, your boyfriend watching. Don't get a cold C-section cut. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. It's true. Cause I fuck the world. So yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Niggas wanna know when they do. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, love. Because I fuck the world. So yeah, my pocket's pregnant. All a nigga do is push. Ice cream and spaghetti in the bowl. Pregnant. My pants got swollen feet. I can't move. Niggas gon' see me sit in my pockets. Oh, did you see it kick? I say, yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Me leaving. Cause when I get the grinding, yeah, I get the wanting. Never take the maternity leave. I'm like Siri.
What?
Never speak first like name tag.
What?
Never leave work. I'm first aid.
What?
Whenever we hurt and I use my head.
What?
Never breach birth. No water breaks. What you heard is wrong. The word money. Yeah, and my word is born. I gotta name it. How else would I claim it?
Hell.
Maybe Abe Lincoln. Maybe Ben Franklin. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. It's true. Fuck the world, so yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Niggas wanna know when they do. I say, yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. It's true. Cause in 36 weeks, when I fuck the world. Niggas wanna know when they do. I say, yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. It's true. Because 36 weeks, when I fuck the world. Wanna know when they do.
chain swinging. Dunks on my feet, know the name ringing. Niggas know I'm classical. Got a room full of niggas.
All eyes on me, little life of a boss player. Cause even when I'm hot, fuck with me and be boss later. All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
Better make sure you double check. I've been working hard, I deserve a double check. You sure, yeah, she let it say. And I let her head call a rubber neck. Where you been? Sorry for the wait. Didn't tell your mama, sorry for the wait. And I would've brought flowers, but them reservations was hard to make. Lifetime is my only friend. So every line I be going in. So every dime, tell her bring a friend. Now that's a repeat, here we go again. Hit the bar, never pay a cent. Pull strings, never play the lick. But sure you wanna play and lick. But I'm a boss, I'll play the hit. Niggas know the chain swinging. Dunks on my feet, know the name ringing. Niggas know I'm classical. Got a room full of niggas.
All eyes on me.
Niggas know the chain swinging. Dunks on my feet, know the name ringing. Niggas know I'm classical. Got a room full of niggas.
All eyes on me.
Hey, you should see the new Benz. It came with a few friends. I should've wore the bow tie.
Bow tie.
Just to tie up some loose ends.
Yeah.
Crunch time, heavy for the work.
Heavy for the work.
Lunch time, ready for the work.
Let's go.
So every single punchline. Touchdown once I hit the turf. O-time, ski, Belichick.
Belichick.
Team Shite, that's a Terrasette.
Terrasette.
Same nigga screaming, rep your hood. Same niggas that ain't never left. So they know once I hit the ass, I take them out the game. Like love when he hit the cash. Shoot at your feet, hit your calves. Get this kid a jazz. Go! Niggas know the chain swinging. Dunks on my feet, know the name ringing. Niggas know I'm classical. Got a room full of niggas.
All eyes on me.
Niggas know the chain swinging. Dunks on my feet, know the name ringing. Niggas know I'm classical. Got a room full of niggas.
All eyes on me. Little.
Now it's so unfair, but not so rare. Only time he does it is when no one's there. Punch you, kick you, pull your head and turn around and apologize. He don't care. Listen, wasn't incidental. All he do is beat on you like an instrumental. Sound like a Tyler Perry movie. You losing Isaiah like the Holly Berry movie. See, that's your son, and he's just one. When he become a man, he gon' turn around and run. The same thing on his chick, blame game on his chick. Think back, cause Pops did the same thing to his chick.
Yeah.
Now listen, it's just some real shit. And nothing a woman should have to deal with. That's what she's saying, so
you used to say, that's not how it's supposed to be, yeah. It used to happen right in front of me, yeah. Now you say, is this always how it's gonna be, yeah. I swear this ain't how it's supposed to be, yeah. Man, fuck this relationship.
I'm leaving in the Navy, at home is lady, kinda nervous on duty, cause he just had a baby.
6 pounds,
5 ounces. Hair all wavy, now he at his front door and he looking all crazy. Dude jacket on the couch, on the floor is a blouse. Got a fucking line racing while he trying to figure out who the hell is in the crib, who the fuck is in his house. Ear to the door, heard some whispering at the mouth. Kicked in the door, hit the nigga on the floor. Sound like a Biggie song, just without the 4-4. Neighbors heard him yelling, they were on the fourth floor. Only things on his mind that he wanna punch more, but he came to his senses. You could feel the tension, everything settled down. One thing she thought to mention. Trying his best not to lose it.
Said,
the baby ain't yours, here's a test to prove it.
Yeah. You used to say, that's not how it's supposed to be, yeah. It used to happen right in front of me, yeah. Now you say, is this always how it's gonna be, yeah. I swear this ain't how it's supposed to be, yeah. Man, fuck this relationship.
Pre-game radio 347-857-4302. And that could be heads up at the powers of B upstairs at corporate pre-game radio network. Be telling me to go enjoy my night, so I'm ready to get up out of here. But don't forget, Sunday we have the Sun Zone with Baltimore Sun going on at 7 p.m., so definitely don't forget to tune into that. Also, we got Andrew's List on Monday. And Monday and Thursday, I'll be back in the building next Friday for pre-game radio. And as always, you guys know, fellas, don't be a fool, wrap your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam. Protect your clam. Arrivala, don't drink and drive. You guys, be safe. I'm going to enjoy my day another year here. It's great to be here. I appreciate everybody who's been watching. It's going to be seeing you later at the Island CZ Cafe, 743 Franklin Ave, between Sterling and Prospect. And just to take us out, here's Buck Rogers, Couple of Niggas, and I'm out of here. Peace.
By Corey.
Loyalty's hard to find. Trust is easy to lose. Actions speak louder than words. That's why you're gonna see me with few. But it's gonna be the same niggas. Fuck Rogers.
Always see me with a couple niggas. Getting money with a couple niggas. Burning up the spot, fucking up the club, we made it. Hell yeah, couple niggas. Got a couple bottles, got a couple switches. Couple bands, got a couple bitches. Got the whole block sewn up. Ask them who it is, they gon' say a couple niggas. Got a couple problems with a couple niggas. Tell my niggas, grab a couple niggas. 100 deep inside the club. Now them niggas got a problem with a couple niggas. Keep the burner on me for a couple niggas. Only reason I don't fuck with niggas, cause I made it from the motherfucking bottom, fucking with a couple niggas, nigga.
I only roll with a couple niggas, y'all some fuck boys, y'all a couple nigga. Truth be told, I don't fuck with niggas, they don't fuck with me. Fuck it, nigga. Well, less is more, you gonna see me state to state, nigga. Fuck you tall, you on the rebound, but I'm known the ball. A nigga get cream like I'm Dude Jabal. What they gonna say to your boy? They don't know you in a spot, nigga. Who is your boy? I don't mean to be so blunt, but all four of y'all weak. I mean a whole month. So tired of y'all hating on niggas. My fans like a scale, they waiting on niggas. You don't know who's who when it hit the fan, niggas. No fake IDs, just Instagram pictures. All bets is off. Niggas think they got a clue, no flex involved. Yeah. When I'm on the scene, there's no stress at all. Call my brother, King Latifah Hill, said it all. My day one niggas is A1 niggas. They hate fuck niggas, don't become a nigga felony. That's their job, it ain't that hard. Shit, all I gotta do is give the world expelling me.
Always see me with a couple niggas. Getting money with a couple niggas. Burning up the spot, fucking up the club, we made it. Hell yeah, couple niggas. Got a couple bottles, got a couple switches. Couple bands, got a couple bitches, got the whole block sewn up. Ask them who it is, they gon' say a couple niggas. Got a couple problems with a couple niggas. Tell my niggas, grab a couple niggas. 100 deep inside the club, now them niggas got a problem with a couple niggas. Keep the burner on me for a couple niggas. Only reason I don't fuck with niggas, cause I made it. Tryna motherfucking bottom fucking with a couple niggas, nigga.
Duke by Kwan Lee.